Gospel according to St. Matthew. Uh-huh. And out of the 10th chapter, I read verses 5 through 7 and 11 through 14. Mm-hmm. The Bible declares, St. Matthew 10, verse 5. The 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Verses 11 through 14. "And to whatsoever city or town ye shall inquire in, it is worthy. And there abide until ye go thence. And when ye come into a house, salute it. And if that house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of the house or city, shake off the dust of your feet." If we would pay close attention to the 13th and 14th verses of the 10th chapter of Matthew. "And if that house be worthy, let your peace be upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of the house or city, shake off the dust of your feet." We have to use the thought of subject this morning. We'd like to use the thought, you either want it or you don't. You either want it or you don't. Early in the morning. Whatever it is that we rise. Hallelujah. We ought to be thankful this morning for every one of our in the mornings. Morning came today, but there's somebody that wasn't aware that another day had dawned. But thanks be that we serve a loving God. That in the midst of it all, God is still being right there with you. We thank God for our men's choir this morning, and how God is blessing and using them. This morning, as we have come, we want to talk to you somewhat briefly. From a thought that you either want it or you don't. There's nothing worse than not having a desire for something and somebody try to force it on you anyway. And that, of course, goes even for the Word of God. If you don't want it, nobody can make you believe it, read it, listen to it, or adhere to it. But if you are one that believes that there is a God somewhere, then you ought to be trying to the best of your ability to learn as much about this God, to get as close to him as you possibly can get. And to know that it is a blessing just to have the Lord on your side. What a blessing it is this morning to be here on another day's journey, to join forces together as we fellowship one with another, as we lift up the name of Jesus. On this another Lord's Day, even if it has been cloudy and rainy, and remember that God is still in control. A day that the Lord God has made, and God instructs us to rejoice and to be glad
in it. There are so many things in the world that depress us and to deter us and to keep us off of what we ought to be thinking about or doing. And there comes a time that you got to have your mind made up that I'm going to serve the Lord anyhow. I can't speak for you this morning, but I'm so happy to be able and most importantly willing to be in service one more time. You know, we got some folk that think that the church just can't make it if you don't show up. But I dare you to just sort of come through and just peep through the window. And you find out that even in your absence, we still lifting up the name of Jesus. Even in your absence, we still depending on the Lord to do whatever it is that needs to be done. How many of you know that you don't need everybody, you just need somebody? Anybody willing to give your God praise? Anybody willing to tell God thank you? Don't nobody know what you went through yesterday. But everything that you went through yesterday, God was with you every step of the way. And so I think that we ought to have a mind to give our God praise. We ought to have a willingness to praise God. We ought to want to be in the house of God. And I think on these words of old, when I look back and see what the Lord has done for me, my soul cries out, thank you, Lord, for being our God and for allowing us to be who we are. From the day that we were born, even to this moment right now, God allows us to continue to fulfill our dash. Don't take your time and purpose for granted. For be thankful that the Bible declares to us this morning that in all things, give thanks. So focus, if you will, on all things. And all things, not necessarily meaning that everything is good. Have you had a month where every day in that month was a good day? We have our testimony that my good days outweigh my bad days, but then sometimes if you will look at the expressions on our faces, you will wonder, do we ever have a good day? It's sort of like that little puzzling look on the little girl's face when she talks about her mama, if the mama gonna wash the dishes before she put them in the dishwasher, what's the dishwasher for? You know that this is church. In church, you have prayer, you have preaching, you have testimony, you have singing, you have shouting. In church, you have meditation. In church, you should have some peace of mind. You could have left home with a problem that had just come about, but on your way to church, you should have been talking to God, Lord, help me to make it through. Lord, help me to understand. Lord, help me to cross over this hurdle right now, because I know once I get past this hurdle, something else is going to be out there in my way. Anybody here so glad that God is right there by your side? God is a mighty good God. And there comes a time that even on your bad days, you ought to still have a praise on your lips. You ought to be able to still tell God, Lord, I just want to thank you for another day's journey. On those days where we have to say hallelujah anyhow. Anybody ever have those hallelujah anyhow praises? I wonder, do you have any of those in here this morning that have already put things on the altar? Have already allowed God to have it, but it's just not coming as fast as you want it. And you're gradually getting better. You're gradually getting closer, and gradually the struggle is being over, but you got to trust the power of a loving God. Anybody know that God, even though he may not come until you want him, that there are times that God is a right now God? Right now, I need to feel God's presence. Right now, I need to know that I'm on the Lord's side. Do we have any right now folk in the house this morning? Anybody come to just let your God know, Lord, I just want to thank you. See, I don't know about you, but God been mighty good to me. And I can't help but tell my God, thank you. Whatever it is, you ought to be able to tell the Lord, thank you. Whatever God places in your heart and put in your mind to tell you what to do, you got to learn how to follow suit. Do what the Lord God say do. No matter what it is, I'm so glad this morning to know that God is right by our side. I'm glad that there are more things in life to pray about than just money. There comes a time you ought to just pray for peace of mind. You ought to just pray that thank you, Lord, for another day's journey. See, when we give God praises and thanks, then in essence, we're actually worshiping and serving God at the very same time. I can't help but to think that when God loves us so much that he will allow his son to die in our stead, that ought to give us a mind to tell our God thank you. Now, you know, sometimes we get a little twisted. Sometimes we get a little messed up. You know, last week when I came in, I told you I had my Sundays mixed all up. And I brought that little short sermon for you last week. You have to pray for your pastor. Because now I'm getting ready to make somebody mad. That little bit of short sermon I had last week, God gave me a whole lot of stuff for today. I asked for a little bit last week so we could move along and have Black history. And wasn't nobody ready last week but me. So pray for the pastor. I did have the mindset for a sermonette. Sometimes we call it a snack, an appetizer. What you want? What you want this morning? But there comes a time that you got to just let go and let God have his way. That there comes a time that you can't be so serious about everything. God wants us to have a serious mindset, but every day you don't have to look like you're sucking lemons. And on the Lord's day, you certainly ought not look like you're sucking lemons. On the Lord's day, and God woke you up this morning, and all that rain that we had on and off, and we can see the gleams of the sun shining through the window. Can't you tell your God thank you? Weatherman talk like he really makes the weather. All of that is in the hands of a mighty God. Sometimes you got to know who you belong to. There are times that God will fill you up. And when God fills you up, it makes you forget about some of your trouble. Make you forget about some of your heartaches. And, you know, sometimes we got to realize that when we get hungry, that's not a good time to go to the grocery store. When you're hungry, your appetite and what things look like make you think you want it when you don't really want it right then. Come into the house of God, and the Bible declared that man should not live by bread alone, but when you get hungry, you ought to want a little bit of bread. But now, I know I'm not the only one guilty, but have you ever been in the grocery store hungry? And all of a sudden, everything looked good. Snack food looked good. Regular food looked good. And you pick a piece of this, you pick a little bit of that, you pick a little bit of this. And out of the wild, you got more than you went in there for. So now, there are times that we can condense the sermon. And I can give you a little bit. And then there are times that, you know how you cook pasta and beans? You can start with a little bit, And it just keep on growing. Just keep on growing. You ever been somebody's house and you eating some pasta and the more you eat, seem like the more get on the plate. See, it's good to go in the house already full. But now, if you came in here hungry this morning, I think I may have to drop some things in your basket. Today, we briefly want to talk about purpose and position and authority. And I believe that we were all created for a reason and a purpose. And whatever it is, we ought to do it to the glory of God. Don't get into men and women pleasing, but learn to please God. When you please God, you find out that everything will work out for your good. And I believe that there's a reason why we're in the house this morning. I believe that there's a time that even though you're hungry and you're in the store and you're picking up this, that, or the other, at some point or another, you will come to yourself. And all of a sudden, I did it just yesterday, day before yesterday. I'm just picking up stuff. I got so tickled at myself, I guess they might have thought I was crazy. I'm in the store just laughing. Like, fool, you better get out of here. Don't pick up nothing else. Go straight to the counter, straight out the door. Don't get caught up in what your eyes see. Because everything you see, you don't need. Not talking to anybody in here. If we do things to the glory of God, the Bible declares, and Paul says here, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So whatever God has for you to do, it's going to happen. It might not come when you want him, but when you want it, but as long as it's in God's time, if you do things that God would have you to do. And I'm going to stop being hard-headed. I'm going to stop doing things my way. And I'm going to just do it the way the Lord wants me to do it this morning. The Lord just wants me to tell you a few things. The Lord wants me to let you know that everything is going to work out for your good. Lord wants me to let you know that there's some people that he has designated to do certain jobs. He got a purpose for this person's life and that person's life. And what has to happen is that when the Lord gets ready, we sing that song sometime, you got to move. But you can't sit there on the log and keep on pondering things over. At some point or another, you got to say, yes, Lord, no, Lord. And once you decide to say yes to the Lord, then the Lord will begin to change things in your life. And I want to let you know that can't nobody make you have it. Mama and them couldn't beat it in you. Daddy can't beat it in you. And can't nobody take it out of you. You got to learn how to trust the power of a loving God. And you got to know this morning that God is a mighty good God. I'm just messing with you a little bit. I got another short sermon. I just wanted to see where your mindset was. Every now and again, you ought to want a buffet. Nah, y'all coming here for a fast meal? Anybody at the drive-thru right now? Hallelujah, Jesus. I got some burgers on the bun right now. I tell you, they're hot because I'm going to pop it in the microwave before I give it to you. When God needed some help. And I'm going to go ahead and move and get on out your way. And Jesus looked and he had chosen his 12 disciples. Jesus sent forth and commanded them saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into the city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. Now, when you're dealing with God, you got to learn how to follow instructions. When you're dealing with God, you can't get so caught up into the he say, she say, and what they said, because who are they? Anybody heard what they said yet? One thing we got to understand, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So now, when I get to town, there shouldn't be a big need for me to stop by Fowl's Chapel. I need to go to somebody at one of the lost sheep house and let them know that God is still alive. I need to stop by one of the lost sheep house and let them know that God is still a forgiving God. We got any folk in here that even though your testimony this morning is that I'm saved, can you still remember that you're nothing but a sinner saved by grace? Is there anybody in here this morning that know that God was the one that woke you up and started you on another day's journey? Is there anybody in the house this morning that know if God say don't go this way, then you ought to do what God say? Because even though Darryl said, I've been driving a long time and I know a shortcut, I'm going to go the way that God told me to go. Everybody don't know everything. And some folk don't trust them to know anything. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, this is what I want you to do. Because Jesus said, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's all you got to do. But when you get there, I got some more responsibilities now. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Now, for you people that don't like to get a preacher nothing, let me help you understand this. The Bible declares, talking to me, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purse, nor strip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staffs, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Now, what we have to understand is, Jesus telling the disciples, be ready. Ain't no need in going in there packing up two bags for 2 days. Amen. Go in there and get what you need. And when you get there, all I need you to do is preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. And if you do it right, then whatever you need, I'm going to give it to you. And the statement that I made earlier for about the folk that don't want to get a preacher money, we look at that and we begin to sort of misunderstand where God is coming from and want you to know that he didn't say that you don't have to give, but you should, the preacher shouldn't look for it. He should go prepared to do whatever he did because this big mouth I got, whether you like it or not, God gave it to me and I got to use it. That song that you sang, God give you a singing voice, you got to use what God gives you to use. Anybody got a gift in here? Any dancers in the house? Any folk that love to praise God in the house? Anybody got your mind made up this morning? I'm going to serve the Lord until I die. I'm going to trust God with all of my heart. And I don't care what nobody else got to say. Because I believe in the power of a loving God. And I found out that if I go into the house and I open up my mouth and do what the Lord God say do. See, you got to learn how to open up your mouth and say, Lord, whatever you want me to say. They might not want to hear it, but I'm going to say it anyhow. But the Bible declares, when I get over there in the city, be careful whose house you go in. See, everybody's not hospitable. Everybody that smile in your face. Everybody say, come in and make yourself at home. How can I make myself at home? And every time I move, I see your shadow. If I'm welcome, leave me alone. I'm your guest. I'm not stealing. I just get up in the middle of the night and eat. We have got to come to a place to where you either want it or you don't want it. And so in that particular time, in that era, what the Lord God taught them is that when you get into the city or into that individual's house, and don't be like some of us. We pick and choose. Well, I would go over Alexander's house. Alexander George don't like to cook. And I thought about stopping by Roland's, and Roland don't cook. When you are looking for something, you ought to know that anything you need can be found in God. But now, the Bible tells us, and I'm going to be finished for real. Into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide until you go hence. So in other words, don't go by Joe's house and check the fridge. Trina ain't got there yet. We gonna stay here. You go to the next one's house. Lo and behold, you open up your car door. You smell salmon. God Almighty, he's cooking salmon today. We ain't going in there. I want that salmon in my clothes. Well, I'm talking to us. I love salmon, but I go outside till you get through cooking them. So the custom is, and let me stop fooling around. The custom is that when you go to someone's house, accept whatever it is that they have to offer. All of us, most of us, I'm going to say all of us, were taught to appreciate whatever somebody give you or does for you. So now, here we have these men of God. The God has blessed them. They've seen God do miraculous things. And all of a sudden now, God turns the table and Jesus allows them to know, I'm going to allow you to have the same power. That you can heal the sick, that you can cleanse the lepers, that you can raise the dead, that you can do those miraculous things that you've seen me do. But when you get to the city, don't pick and choose whose house you're going to stay in. And whoever house you're in, stay there until you get ready to leave town. If the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Some folk, I don't care how good you are to them, they're not going to appreciate what you try to do for them. So if I come in there and I'm treating you nice and I'm trying to do the right thing, you let me sleep in the bed, so I ought to have sense enough to make the bed up. Some of us don't. But after you have realized that this here is what I think I want, but I don't know whether I want it or not. But now, if I don't receive it in the right spirit, all the Bible is telling us this morning that you either want it or you don't. My responsibility to study to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed of the gospel. So I stopped by Fowles Chapel to tell you some good news. That God is still by our side. God is still making a way out of no way. And so for those that don't want to hear it, I want to just let you know that you can have a deaf ear if you want to. But if you don't feel worthy of hearing the word of God, God told me all I had to do was just shake the dust off. See, sometimes you need to start doing some shaking before you get to jumping. Because we like the jump. We like the music. But we need the word. The word says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So I just want to let you know. You either want it or you don't want it. Nobody going to continue to say, sing. Say hallelujah. Say thank you. Don't you have sense enough how to praise your God in your own kind of way? Is there anybody in the house this morning come to give your God praise? Anybody know you got something to thank God for? I just want to thank my God for making a way out of no way. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning. I want to thank God that I got my right mind. I want to thank God, hallelujah to the name Jesus, that I want it. I want all that I can get. I want to praise him. I'm going to lift him up. And I want to give his name glory. You either want it or you don't. We're not going to be in here 1 and 2 hours, 3 and 4 hours. You can fall and roll around on the floor. Get right back up. Still not speaking to that one that you done fell on.